We've been in Afghanistan for 10 years at a cost of over $500 billion. In Iraq for 8 years at a long-term cost of at least $3 trillion. Those who told us the war in Libya would last days now want to extend it for another year at a total cost of billions. It is surreal that we could even be considering authorizing this war at a time when the government is collapsing in debt. Those who told us the war in Libya was to save civilians' lives quickly switched to regime change, with innocent civilians dying from NATO's bombs. Prior to NATO assuming responsibility, we launched hundreds of cruise missiles and dropped tons of bombs on Libya. Since NATO took over, the U.S. has struck from the air at least 90 times, including drone attacks. But these are not hostilities, claims the White House. So what business is it of Congress? We must put an end not only to the war in Libya, but we must put an end to the thinking that the Constitution is a doormat and that our constituents must simply bear the consequences of the misguided policies of this administration without this Congress having any say whatsoever. Defeat the authorization for the war, vote for the Rooney bill, which limits the war, and when we return, let's vote for a total cutoff of funds for this wrong-headed adventure.
The gentleman's time has expired.